Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this October 18th edition of Barbecue Shop Talk right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Call-in number tonight is 347-202-0263. Again, that's 347-202-0263. You can always reach us on Facebook. Leave us a question. We'll have it on for the next week. You can also reach us at BarbecueShopTalk.com. Our sponsor for the week and the next couple weeks coming is Dee Dee for Senate. She's a standing on principle and fighting for you. She's a small business owner out of Aiken, her husband both. And she's got some wonderful ideas for a lot of us small businesses here in the state of South Carolina. So if you're in District 26, I'd encourage you to check her out. And if you have any questions, reach her at ddforsenate.com. Our restaurant of the week is Palmetto Smokehouse down in Okati, South Carolina. I think I'm saying that correct. He's actually Michael Harmon's restaurant down there. We've eaten there just after he opened it up. He's staying true to his competition roots there, and they do catering as well. And I'd encourage you to get a hold of him if you are in the area and need some catering, or if you're just passing through and want to try some great barbecue, go by and see Michael at Palmetto Smokehouse. Our cook team of the week, Gene Culberson, Backwoods Barbecue. Talk to him a little more in a little bit. We have a website of the week we'll get to in a little bit, and then Tim has his recap and review. And speaking of Tim, are you ready?
I am. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the fastest half hour in barbecue. It's always great to join you every Thursday night at 7 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio, Barbecue Superstars. Look at the last week's calendar. We had a great time down in Kershaw, South Carolina. Had a great contest there, anything but on Friday night. And then we also had pork butt category the following day. JT's Barbecue had a great time and a great weekend, coming in a close second place there. So, well, been in the top two for the last 2 to 3 weeks, so doing pretty well this year. Want to say a special congratulations to Gene. I know I'm saying he's going to be joining us earlier tonight. Had opportunity to cook next to Big GQ, Garland and Rebecca, so had a great time cooking next to them as always. Taking a look at the calendar, we've got Jackson, South Carolina coming up this weekend. So good luck to everyone out there in Jackson. JT's Barbecue will not be there. We're going to be taking a little hiatus, spending some quality time with the family, do a little traveling. So we won't be there this weekend, but do want to say a special hello to everyone who's in the top three in the NBA. So I'm looking out for Brian Teague with Up in Smoke, with George King with Can't Quit Smoking, and also Jessman with Smoking Stack. So good luck to those guys who are in a neck-and-neck race on the NBA. Looking a little farther out, we have Anderson, South Carolina, coming up at the end of the month. So we've also got some great contests the first part of November. So if you're wanting to get out there and do an event, now is the time to do it as the season starts to come to a close. We've still got some great events out there. If you're also interested in judging, please contact the South Carolina Barbecue Association. It's never too late to kind of give them your information to join the association, to get registered for an upcoming class, and to be ready for the spring. Out there and start judging some competition. So that's a quick look at the calendar, and we'll send it back to Columbia and Mark.
Hey, this week we do have one of our winners from this past week, Gene Culberson from Backwoods Barbecue. Gene, how are you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Good. You had a good weekend. That's two out of what, the last three or four?
Yeah, we had a little luck with us, and finally came along, like we were down in Columbia, and had good luck down there, and did a whole hog down in Edgefield 2 weeks ago, came in fifth. And like I said, JT, he got first down there. And then we went to Kershaw this past weekend and had good luck and had a good time. The weather was nice and met a lot of new friends down that way. Of course, we ate a lot.
Good deal. Yeah, I see the photo of the trophy you got. They had a pretty unique trophy down in Kershaw this past week again, as always. So you're racking up on those special trophies, it seems like, huh?
Yeah, that's one of a kind there. We brought it home, and my girls, they took it right on in there and put it on the coffee table.
You had to build your trophy case to keep this up. You know that, right?
We just, like I said, I've been kind of doing it about a year and a half, and just kind of been sitting on the back burner a little bit, hanging out with a few people. Have been teaching a little bit, and I mean, we've had a good time. Like I said, I do stuff with my wife and kids, and like I said, we're going down to Jackson this weekend, and it ought to be nice weather, and like so we ought to have a good time down there.
I'm sure you will. It's nice when you take the family and all. Girls are absolutely precious there, and I got a lot of comments from Smoke on the Water of how sweet they were out there. So it's nice when you can make a family affair out of them. I know Tim does that on occasion, and when he can, and we do too. So always nice to have the family, and especially if you don't win that weekend, it makes it a lot better ride home when you got the whole family with you. So you cooking in Jackson this week. How about Anderson the next week?
Yeah, actually, my wife, Bradley from down in Anderson sent me the stuff, and we actually sent out checking all Monday. So hopefully that'll be a nice event down at the university.
I've heard good things about it. Garland's coming up in a little bit, and I think he's one up there. I know he enjoys that event. And anyway, how about closing out the year? Pig on the Ridge and Conway. You going to try to do those two events as well?
I'm definitely going to Pig on the Ridge. I'm not sure about Conway yet, but I have to check with the boss and see where we're going to go.
I found out today the boys' soccer team over at Grace Christian, where my kids go to school, has actually got to go to Conway on Monday for one of the state championship games. And it's a bit of a ride for them. And I think my daughter's coming up to Anderson, actually, on the first of the week for their thing. So it looks like we got a little ride in our future, too. But anyway, let me ask you something. Next year, NBA in the SCBA, since you've had some good wins, some good finishes here, you thinking about trying to make a run for it next year?
That's what me and my wife's talking about, amping it up a little bit. And of course, we bought a new trailer at the first of the year, and it's a 20-foot center console. We thinking about, bumping it up a little bit and putting some bunk beds and stuff in there. And we hoping for the new year, and I'm going to try to step in there and hit about 20 or 25 this coming year.
So you know anybody can do some heat and air on that trailer?
That's exactly right.
For those of you that don't know, he's in the heat and air business, so that's was an inside joke there if anybody didn't know that and didn't catch it. Hey, Gene, it's always great talking to you, and I wish you continued success. Tell your wife and daughters we said hello. And chances are, if you compete in the next four, we're going to be talking to you again as a winner. So thanks again for calling in. Any parting words or any tips for anyone out there?
No, I just ready for this weekend. And thank you, Mark. And thank you, Tim. Rick and I'll talk to y'all next week.
Good deal. Thanks, Gene, for calling in. I appreciate it, buddy. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Hey, that's a lot of folks probably didn't want to hear him thinking about cooking 20, 25 times next year on the SCBA, huh?
Oh, no. He's doing really well out there. So right there with a lot of the other top five teams, it's getting closer and closer. If you take a look at the points, so over the last three, four, five contests, it's been really close. And even intervals back to seventh, eighth, ninth place are still showing 15s. So it's going to be an exciting year next year for sure, and also an exciting finish of this year as well.
Yeah, I think so. I know. I think you're going to ramp it up and compete a little bit more next year. Is that correct?
I like to say I am, but the way my body feels right now, we'll have to see how that goes. So we're really busy with all the classes, and we're doing a whole lot of stuff with the Barbecue Shop Talk, as you know. And hopefully 2013 is going to be an even better year for us. We still have the number one radio show on Barbecue Superstars. We're really proud about that. I'm looking forward to some great things next year. So I'm sure we'll do our fair share of contests, but I might lead the competition just kind of guessing right now.
There you go. That's right. Don't tip your cards too early, right?
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
We got one of our favorite guests and a good friend of both of ours, Garland, is calling in, a big GQ, and I'll let you talk to him for a few minutes about this past weekend. I heard y'all had a couple of exciting moments up there.
Yeah, we sure did. Garland, you with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm proud to be here. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, folks, I've got the opportunity to cook next to Garland. Anytime I'm at a contest, I always try to cook next to this guy. it's always just good to talk to you and have a great time with. And we had a kind of a little bit of a scare, but it didn't get too bad. We had one of, what was that, a propane or an electric heater that caught fire up there at Kershaw. The first thing is that, before you tell them about the heater, is I was just happy it was cold enough to need a heater, because it's been so hot this summer. It was great just to see you break that out. However, the fire was kind of scary. Why don't you tell everybody about what happened?
Well, you know, I'm not going to mention the name of the heater because I'm not sure it's the heater's fault, but you know, it's a radiant heater. That's a pretty popular brand out there. And we had it hooked to a 20-pound tank that we'd never hooked it to before. We had a filter on it. And I'm not sure where it went bad, but during the lighting process of the heater, it actually blew up inside the trailer where we were at. And luckily enough, I was standing right there when it happened and able to get it out of the trailer and get the gas turned off of it. It could have been a lot worse than what it was, but it was a very scary situation. You know, and as we move into these cooler months, you know, I just want to, you know, express to my fellow cookers, you know, there's other elements that you're introducing because of being cold, you're introducing heaters and stuff. The electric heaters really draw a lot of current, and where we go most of the time, you don't have that, so that's the reason we go with a gas heater, and it's rated for indoors, but it was just one of them elements that, you know, the first time we'd lit it up this year, and it got ugly, but fortunately, like I said, we were able to get it extinguished quickly, and no damage to the trailer, no damage to the people. But yeah, it's like I said, it's an element that's being introduced now because of the cooler months, and yeah, I just want to warn my fellow cookers, be aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times we focus in on getting everything ready for the contest, doing our contest prep, rubs, injection sauces, and everything, and we might not spend as much time on the equipment. And not only are we talking about heaters out there, folks, but you also need to follow the tip of the week. And Garland and I could talk about it and attest to it, that you got to keep these pits clean, especially with all the cooking we're doing and this tight moisture rate. You're out there cooking every weekend, and what's happened is you get a lot of grease buildup in these pits. And I've seen it, and we've both had competitors and friends who've been hurt by these pits who are catching fire. I can remember one contest, and I won't say the gentleman's name, but I remember that he was using a propane cooker, and that cooker went out, and he went to relight it, and he ended up being medevaced out. So had a big explosion, fireball on his face. So let's definitely keep an eye on our equipment and take time out during our weekly prep before we get ready to go to contest and make sure everything's clean, not only for sanitary reasons, but also for grease fires and such like that. And also we had the fire marshal come out to smoke at the water. And Garland, you were out there competing with your lovely wife. And it was one of the times where the fire marshal came out, really nice guy, and just kind of stressed the importance of having those 10 to 15-pound extinguishers on site, making sure that they're up to date, making sure that they're not so much calibrated, but at least recertified, making sure that all the fire suppressant in them is up to date and working properly. So, yeah, absolutely. Garland, have you seen the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're seeing them, the fire marshal, especially when you're competing to like a little city somewhere like Jackson coming up this weekend, where the fire marshals are coming by, and they're actually spraying propane lines looking for leaks. They're looking for fire extinguishers, like you said, fire retardant tents, if you're cooking up under the tent. Those type of things that, again, you have to be aware of and be prepared for.
Yeah, you really do. And it's going to be worth it in the long run as well. And you really need to take the time to make sure that everything is safe, especially when you got your family and all out there. Now, are you heading out to Jackson this weekend?
Yeah, we are heading to Jackson this weekend. This past weekend, we didn't have our best weekend in Kershaw, and, we had some blessings there in the past, and and all good ribbon and fun. We had several cookers, we'd won it the last 2 years. There's several cookers talking about Target on my back, and dethrone you and that kind of stuff, and it's all good humor. You know, I'd like to say to them that this weekend I beat myself.
Yeah, oh, well, I've had plenty of that as well. So I beat myself in Lake City, I think, when I showed up there and realized I didn't have any rub or sauce, so I've had this bad weekend myself. Well, Garland, it's always good to talk to you. We appreciate you joining us tonight. I know you've got a class coming up in February. Why don't you give us a little bit more information on your class coming up in February?
Yeah, we've seeming to the date. We're February 16th, and Columbia, South Carolina at State Farmers Market in the Exhibition Kitchen. Proud to have JT, yourself, come back on board as one of our instructors. We're looking forward to fill the class up, and we're kind of far out, and I realize that, but we're starting to market it, and it's going to be another great class. Our last four classes have been very successful, so we can hope to continue that trend. And like I said, I look forward again to working with you again, JT, because we always learn from each other.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it, folks. If you want to attend one of the competition classes, it'd be a great Christmas gift. I know that. We've also got some other classes that Mark is going to be talking about here coming up shortly, which is going to be our Girls with the Girls class on November 10th. And also we have a Christmas class coming up December 1st. So definitely got a lot on the plate coming up if you are a barbecue enthusiast. Well, Garland, we wish you luck this weekend out there in Jackson. Be careful driving out. So also to good luck to Gene and all the other teams competing out there this weekend. And we'll be sure to get the winner of that contest on next Thursday, folks. So tune in back in here for a recap of that contest next Thursday. And Garland, it's always great talking to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys again having me on.
Good night, Garland.
Thank you. Good night.
Hey, I know you got some tips probably coming up here in a minute. I'm going to go ahead and run over a couple of quick little things if we got time to squeeze this in.
Sure.
Q for you and the Smoking Coals team is actually going to be over at the Casey Woman's Club for their Holiday Bazaar on November 3rd. It runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Great opportunity to go ahead and buy some Christmas gifts early. We're going to be there with table set up, some gift sets, gift bags, and just all our wares there so we can save you some sauce and rubs for anyone in your life there that may need those. Great opportunity. We've already had some folks out at South Carolina State Fair this week and weekend, and I was out there last night. A number of people buying gift sets, and some of them are using them just as a set for one person. Some will break the three of them up and just give them different stocking stuffers. So we'd appreciate seeing you at Casey Holiday Bazaar, and also at the South Carolina State Fair. We're going to be there tonight. Terry's out there tonight. We'll be again tomorrow night, and then Saturday, Terry, Chris, and I, all three will be there. I'll start it at 9 and go until 5. Well, we're doing a demo, Chicken Ranchero Pizza at 5. Terry and Chris will be finishing up, and then Sunday at 1 p.m. we'll be there from 12 to 8, but at 1 p.m. we'll be doing another demo. Chris will be doing it. Terry and I will be manning the table. We'd love for you to come by and say hello. We've got information and applications for the Girls for Girls class November 10th that Tim and I will be doing at South Carolina State Farmers Market and Demo Kitchen. We have apps and information out there. You can also see the apron we have for the class set up. We have a nice little setup on the end of our table for it. So come by, say hello, get an application to sign up. We've had a lot of ladies take some here in the last couple days. Be a great thing for a mother-daughter to do, or a grandmother, a daughter, and a granddaughter. So however you want to break it up, you can just buy and get an app for a lady down the street and take her as a Christmas gift. That'll be okay with us, too. We're selling gift sets out at the fair, all three of our products, Buzz's Butt Dust, Smoking Coals Roast, Smoking Coals Sauce, normally $15. We're selling for $12 and a nice little gift set, so come by and see us out there. We'd also like to give a shout-out to Brian Rich of the Q2U Barbecue Pit in Lake Wylie. Tim knows them well. Was competed pretty strongly for a couple years or so there together. They've opened up a pit up there, and Brian has had surgery this week, and he's at home recovering. I tried to reach him a little earlier tonight. I know he would encourage you to do so, any of the guys out there, because he has on Facebook, to go get a PSA test done. And if you want to know some more information about that, go to zerocancer.org. That will gives you a lot of great information on the PSA. You should start, guys, when you're around 40, 45, go ahead and start getting some tests done so they have a baseline. So when you hit 50 there, you kind of know where your levels are at. And I've had a number of friends that have had prostate cancer, and, you know, all of them have survived. They're cancer-free now. But you, the earlier you catch it, the better off you will be, and I encourage you to go out and do that. If you haven't done one, if you know anybody that age, your father, grandfather, then go ahead and get them, encourage them to go in and get that test done. It's a pretty simple test. Just give a little blood, and you're done. And, Tim, that's all I've got for right now. You got some tips for us.
Yeah. Actually, we're going to talk a little bit about the class that we had this past week. But also just wanted to follow up on with Brian. He and I were head-to-head for a lot of contests back in the maybe 05 to 07, 08. So almost every weekend we got to cook next to Brian and those folks. before they open up the ever-popular restaurant up there in Lake Wylie. So our prayers and thoughts are always with him and his family. And I tell you, there's a getting out for nicer folks. So let's say a special prayer for them. And, again, go out and get tested, please. We're doing some stuff with the girls with Girls Class. We're going to be donating some money to worthwhile causes, some health concerns with women as well. So it's always a good time to kind of remember the guys and the girls. So we all have our respective tests to take, and let's make sure we do that so we're around for our friends and family. And to keep cooking some of this great barbecue. So moving on, we've got a great week. We've had a great week down in Ridgeland, South Carolina, near Hilton Head. We had a beautiful weather out there for the Rhodes Scholar Savory Southern Barbecue class that I was teaching. We had a sellout class. We had folks attending from all over the country and internationally. We had three or four folks from Canada, good friends of Danielle Demosvosky. I never say her name right, the Diva Q. There's some folks that came down that attended our class from Ontario, her hometown, and good friends with her. We're glad to share some stories and hear some stories about her. She's also just a great face for Canadian barbecue. We had folks from Seattle, Washington, a good friend of mine, come down, Ed. We also had some folks from, Charlotte. Lots of folks from Arizona came for this class as well. So we had a good kind of a Western show in this class. And we had a great time starting out Sunday. We had a low country boil for everybody. And we also had a kayak class going on at the resort at the same time. So we had about 40-some-odd people for dinner every night. And it was a great time by all. We started our class out on Monday, and we did barbecue chicken as many ways as you can think. And we did side dishes and salads and desserts as well. I also want to say a special thank you to Judy for her lemonade pies on Wednesday night. They were absolutely delicious. Everyone loved them and was begging for the recipe. Now, Tuesday was our rib day. We did some unbelievable spare ribs out there. We used our smoking coals dry rub and our smoking coals sauce. And, folks, let me tell you, there was not any ribs left. We did probably 18, 19 racks of ribs, I believe, and in the pile of each table were plates with just cleaned out rib bones. Those folks just ate them up. They loved them. So if you get a chance to get out to the farmer's market and get some gift packs from Smoking Coals, you'll love it on the ribs and pork as well, or you can visit them at barbecueshoptalk.com. We've got a store set up on there, because I know a lot of folks in the class are going to be ordering those products as well. We sent out some samples with the class, and they actually loved it. We also did our pork and beef brisket as well, so they were all a great hit, and we had a great time at the class. And just wanted to pass on some stuff, because we have a lot of questions about holding temperatures for barbecue, and we had some folks who were involved deeply in their church and community and wanted to do barbecue cook-offs and barbecue fundraisers. And they were asking about cooler cooking. So, Mark, I thought we'd have a few tips about cooler cooking and kind of tell the listeners what that is. For those who don't know, maybe give them some tips. I know I do it sometimes. The Cambros can be a little bit expensive. They're about $350, $400. So sometimes when the pork butts are wrapped and they're done, we slide them in the old igloo cooler there, the 60-quarter, and we kind of let them sit there for maybe an hour, 2 hours, three, until the event starts. Folks, what we got to do is make sure we keep our pork out of the temperature danger zone, which is 40 degrees to 140. Okay, so we want to make sure that those pork butts stay wrapped, and they stay in the igloo cooler, and they're locked down in there, and that we're maintaining the temperature. We talked last few weeks about thermopins, so make sure you got your thermopin or a mercury thermometer as backup to make sure that we're testing always the correct temperature. And also, a good tip would be to take some cardboard and kind of cut it out where it fits into the bottom of those coolers. Because oftentimes when you place those hot wrapped butts, those hot wrapped butts into your cooler, you can get some cracks down in the bottom. And once you get cracks in those coolers, if there's any leakage from the packages that gets down in the crevices, and you're going to have a potential hazardous bacterial breeding ground in this cooler. So make sure that your coolers are free from cracks, and laying that cardboard down in there is just a way to do it. There has been some talk about blankets and stuff like that. I don't really like to use blankets because, again, if you have anything leaking, it goes into that porous material of the blankets, and you may or may not be able to clean it properly, and you're going to ruin your blanket. So I think cardboard cutouts are about the best that you can do. Also, some multi-layer sheets of foil in the coolers will also help you as well. But remember, we've got to keep an eye on it. We don't want our meat to sit into that temperature danger zone. So once it's cooked, it's about 195. We need to hold it at 140 or above. Have to come out with some new temperature regulations. You can't hold food at 130. However, I'm a big fan of still holding it at 140, so we've got to keep an eye on it. Make sure that we serve nice hot barbecue to everyone. If we're going to be cooling our barbecue down, we got to get it down below 40 degrees as quickly as possible and put it in the refrigerator to make sure we can suppress any bacterial growth. So lots of temperatures there, but it's a necessity when we're doing barbecue because we certainly don't want anybody sick. Now, Mark, have you done any cooler cooking, or do you use Cambros, or what do you use?
I actually have two Cambros, and I have three large coolers, 100 quart to 150 quart, and I actually did have a cooler. We forgot to put something in the bottom, and it cracked the bottom of it. So that was a great point there. Some cardboard will save you a pretty expensive cooler there. So
I'd recommend that.
The Cambros, I got the triple stack. I think they're the MPC-300s, and you can put, I think it's three full 4-inch full-size pans in it, or six half pans, and those things just work phenomenally well. I've noticed that the temp in those things, I put stuff in them and leave them butts in there and ribs, whatever, leave it for 2-3 hours, and they're still within 3 or 4 degrees of the temp, so that's a great way to hold them. A little more expensive than the coolers, but I could certainly recommend the Cambros for sure.
Yeah, and actually when you're cooler cooking, a lot of folks you'll see, when they actually have the butts on the pit, they're using the Maverick ET73s, they're using some type of probe thermometer that has a heat-resistant port on there. Now, if you can get away to close that cooler, you can still do the same thing, folks. Once you take that probe out when your butt's done, you put your butts into the coolers to keep them warm until you get to your event or your catering job, then go ahead and keep that probe in there and have that wire coming out the cooler if you can get it to shut properly. Or maybe there's a little way to put a drill, a little small hole in there to get that cord through. You can still keep that thermometer, and you can monitor the internal temperatures of whatever you have in there and making sure that you're holding under proper temperatures.
We'll try to get some info next week. We'll do something on the Cambros. We'll do a little research on them and tell you a little bit about them and a couple recommended models and everything for everybody out there. And I think it's getting close. Time to wrap it up. I know we've got website this week I'd recommend to folks to go look around is chefknivestogo.com. They have approximately 50 brands of knives, 40 different types of knives, from oyster knives, tomato knives, Japanese cleavers, right up to cheese knives. They have rolls and cases and sharpeners and cutting boards and shears, and it's just a pretty amazing sight. They have some relatively inexpensive knives up to some several hundred dollars for a knife. So I encourage you to go on there. I got a knife roll there, and I think Tim would probably agree here. There's nothing like going to an event and not having your own knives or trying to use somebody else's that does not have sharp knives. And it's worth a $20, $25 roll and take your knives with you. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I just bought a brand new knife roll last week from Berlin's Restaurant Supply down here in Charleston, South Carolina. And I have my knives professionally sharpened at Ed Sharpening Place here in Somerville. And there's nothing better than a sharp knife. And I can attest to that because I got my thumb wrapped up. We were doing a buttermilk coleslaw last night, and I put the knife right through the tip of my finger. But luckily no blood got in the cabbage, folks, so we're good to go, I promise you. Everything was fine on the cutting board. But, it took
buttermilk
a little tip
coleslaw,
off.
Huh?
we did a coleslaw with a buttermilk dressing, and it turned out pretty good. So just a little added tip of a finger made it even better. And I'm just kidding. It did not get in the coleslaw, folks. Just kidding.
And we'll go back to one thing Garland mentioned and brought to everyone's attention about the gas leaks and all. Encourage you, if you have gas, and you have a lot of propane, and I've had a lot of propane grills over the years, easy way to check for gas leaks, get you some soapy water in a bottle, a little spritz bottle, and spritz it on all the hoses, all the different connections, because sometimes the hoses work loose a little bit, especially with crimped fittings and all, and just go around and check and double check, especially before you go to an event, because last thing you want to happen is have a hose problem with a hose on one and not be able to compete, or you're trying to run out and try to find some stuff. So always check those just when you're goofing around the house sometimes. Just check them on a Saturday morning when you're doing oil in the car or something, and make sure you've got all good connections when you're dealing with gas, because it can be very dangerous. And so we would encourage you to do that. And, Tim, if you got anything else before we wrap it up for the night?
That'd be it. I'm just stepping out of my son's football game, so just want to put a special shout out to the Somerville Sotoma Jaguars and hope they win tonight.
There you go. Good night, everybody, and we will talk with all of you next week.